Hello, Penny Droppers, and I am back. And I'm in a bit of a singing mood, although I won't do that to you. But it's because the other day I caught the end of a Crowded House interview on the TV. And look, I only got the last couple of minutes, but still, I was instantly reminded of how brilliant their harmonies are. And suddenly I was sent spiralling into a Finn Brothers deep dive. You know the kind where, you know, hours disappear and suddenly you're trying to belt out the high notes that you have no business attempting. Or is that just me? Now, I'm not allowed to play their music here on the podcast or else I will get done for copyright, but I would love it if you started singing some out loud or in your head. Go for it, by all means. What did you choose? Don't Dream It's Over? Something So Strong? Weather With You? It's Only Natural? Better Be Home Soon? Which one is it? Pineapple Head? Sorry, I digress. But look, the harmonies really are next level. I never quite know when I'm singing if I'm on the melody or I'm on the harmony line because they blend so seamlessly, yet they remain distinct. But all of it is just so familiar. And here comes the metaphor. That's exactly how it should feel when you're hosting. The balance between leading the conversation and blending with your guest is everything. You've got two voices, they're in tune, they're in sync, yet they're distinct. They're clearly different from each other. Now, you will remember that we are in the middle of a series about how to be a better host. I think there's going to be 30 tips all up, if I'm doing my maths right. 9 things before, 9 things during, and then 9 things after. And we're about halfway through. And I think there's an extra tip in there somewhere because otherwise it doesn't add up to 30. But what this episode is about is how you can score top marks on your rapport card. Not report card, rapport card as a host. And I reckon there are 3 strategies that will help you be a bit more like Crowded House and find the right notes. The first thing is to connect. And really, this is about finding common ground, because when you're trying to create rapport with someone, it helps to start with a little bit of background work. We talked about that a few episodes ago. And I guess this is kind of like tuning your instrument before you play. I'm really going deep on this metaphor. And doing some of that homework on your guest will help you. But then also asking a few early questions, it helps you find that common ground fast. It's like an instant warm-up before you ease into the real conversation. And what I'm talking about here is the conversation you have before you hit record. It helps your guest feel at ease. Edelman's Trust Barometer is a kind of big survey that happens every year and tells us who we are trusting the most in the world. It's a global survey. And one thing that comes up over and over again is we're more likely to trust people like us, for better or for worse. So trying to find a shared human experience can really help fast track connection. And Ving Gung, who's a public speaking coach who I follow on LinkedIn, he's amazing. He backs this up. And I saw a post of his the other day, which said, the quicker you find common ground, the quicker you can create trust. So connect, find common ground. The second one, reflect. This is about mirroring their energy. So mirroring is a technique where you subtly match someone's tone, their body language, or energy level even, to build that rapport, make them feel more comfortable and understood, I guess, during a conversation. And as the conversation or the interview unfolds, if you start paying attention to your guest's energy and what their body is doing, then you'll know if they're animated or reflective. And you can adjust your tone to match them. So if they lean in, lean in. If they laugh, laugh. If they're shy, don't be over the top and take over. And in this case, I guess the metaphor really rings true. You want to match your voice to complement theirs. Not be the same, but to complement theirs. Now, Richard Feidler from the ABC's Conversation, he talks about this a bit and says that mirroring energy is crucial when we're trying to gain trust. If you've read Lee Sales' book, Storytellers, it's incredible. She interviews some of Australia's best interviewers. Yeah, yeah, I said that right. And one of the things that Richard Feidler says, and I quote, he says, it's like when you have guests at your house. You welcome them in, and in some ways, you mirror them. If they're shy, then don't smother them with your personality. And Graham Norton, another one of my favourite hosts, he's got a similar approach to this, and he said in various interviews that his goal is to make sure that interviews feel natural and comfortable, describing them as conversations, not interrogations. And we know that when we are watching, when we are listening, when they're conversations or they're interrogations. And so by matching a guest's energy, Graham Norton manages to keep things light and natural, and he just makes those stories come out as the conversation rolls really smoothly. So again, it's about harmonizing, not clashing. So number two, reflect, mirror the energy. And finally, direct. So this is to guide, but without leading. And this is the trickiest part, because we're guiding the conversation without making it feel like we are directing a movie, because we don't know what we don't know. But then again, as hosts, we do know some things. So we need to learn to give our guests enough space to reveal new information, but we also need some tricks to help them deliver the content that we'd already planned, because we know they've got some great stories. And I think what we need to do here is to use our questions to direct the conversation to those key points that we want to bring to life. But also, if a guest starts sharing a new story, we use our curiosity, our body language, and importantly, our silence to encourage them to keep going. So it's about guiding the conversation without taking over. And Louis Theroux, he is the king of this. And I've heard him be interviewed before where he talks about letting his subjects feel like they're leading the conversation. He says most of the time that he just lets them talk. And that's when the most revealing things come out, when he's just there staying quiet. So in this situation, as the host, you're the conductor, guiding the music without taking the spotlight. I think I have jammed in so many metaphors about music. It's unbelievable. So look, there's the three tips for today about creating rapport. Connect, reflect, and direct. Whether you're finding common ground, you're mirroring energy, or you're subtly guiding the conversation, it's all about creating that sense of balance and connection, because the best conversations, like the best harmonies, are a blend of voices where each one shines. So yeah, next time you host, see if you can channel your inner Finn brother and enjoy the harmony that you create with your guests. Your audiences will love it. Right, yeah. I am done with the metaphors now. Sorry, I got a little bit carried away. There is one thing I want to tell you about. I mentioned it last week. My Hour of Power series is now live. That's right. Tickets are officially on sale. You can find them on Eventbrite or by clicking in the show notes here, finding me on LinkedIn and clicking through. What I've done is I've put together 3 1-hour power sessions about communication. I think they're going to turn you into a communications ninja. Well, sort of. I mean, the precision and impact of a ninja. Couple of stealth moves, but no nunchucks, I don't think. Not at this stage. So there's one session called Ask Better Questions. There's another one called Tell Better Stories. And another one called Have Better Conversations. Basically, I've taken my 3 most popular workshops. I've pulled out the key framework, so just the gold. And I'm going to teach you how to use them. And the line that I'm saying here is learn them in an hour, use them for a lifetime. Boom. There you go. I would love to see you there. Bring a friend. Send it to a colleague. Get them to buy a ticket too. Send it to your people and learning team. See if you can use some professional development funding to pay for it. It's actually pretty cheap. Go and check it out. So I think I've probably given you enough time to get to the end of whatever Crowded House song you were singing. If not, just maybe go and listen to the back catalogue now, and I'll talk to you next episode.